ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं, खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं। कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहाँ, कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहाँ। इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां,
Shanti. 28th day of this 21 days retreat. So today's special effort. I put aside all other thoughts and see myself seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. I, a special soul, a soul with self-respect, Bab Dada's first creation, an elevated soul, am seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. So I am seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. I bring the awareness of being a soul who is God's creation, sitting amongst the root of this tree, an ancestor, Purvaj, and a worthy of worship soul, Pujya. I also bring the awareness of being a carefree emperor. I have surrendered to Bab Dada the burdens of all my worries. I am wearing a double light crown, so I am the one who has a crown, a tilak and a throne. So I have a throne, a tilak and a crown. I am a soul who is so much loved by God the Father. I am wearing this crown of being double light whilst walking and moving around. Whenever I remember my self-respect, then I remember that I am a soul who has a crown, the tilak and seated on the heart throne. I bring this picture in front of me with determined thoughts. I bring this picture in front of me. Which picture? There are three things in that picture. The first, I am seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. Second, I have a crown. Which crown this is? Crown of being double light, crown of being carefree, befikr, badshah, carefree, emperor. And third, what is the tilak? I bring the awareness of being a soul who is God's creation. I am God's creation. I am amongst the roots of this tree, an ancestor and a worthy of worship soul. So Baba has given me this tilak of being God's creation. Pujya and Purvaj. So throughout the day, move wearing, sporting a tilak, sporting a crown, and sitting on the heart throne. So this is the theory. What to do with it? How to practice doing this? Yeah. The first is crown. I am wearing a crown. Something like this. So I'm wearing a crown. Which is this crown? Double light. Which is this crown of being carefree emperor? Which is this crown? When I wear this crown, I cannot have any worries. when I wear this crown, I cannot have any stress tensions. But then I should see it wearing. I should get it from somebody. So you can take the help of visualization. As if this is the ceremony. And you can choose any of the four places of Madhuban. Go there and sit. For example, sit in the hut. And there's a crown kept there. And Baba has placed that crown on my head. And he tells me that this is the crown of being light, so you remain light. You cannot be stressful for the small and the petty things of life. No insignificant thing of this world can disturb you. You have to remain undisturbed throughout the day. So, at Amrit Vela, choose any of the four places of Madhuban. Sit there. And Baba is declaring that you have become, what now? A king from today. So you are not a beggar anymore. So you will not beg to anybody. Give me money. Give me this thing, that thing. Give me peace. Give me happiness. Give me love. I don't want love from anybody. The greatest desire of human being is to have love. If you love somebody, you want that that person should also love you. Why you want anything? You are king. You have been declared king in the morning at Amrit Vela. So when you are king, you cannot be beggars. You are children of king. So you all are princes, you all are kings. Amritasya putra. You are children of immortality. Aedhamini divyani tastu. Vedaham edam purusham mahantam. Vedas talk of the glories of that highest human being. And you are that highest human being. Aditya varnam. You are like sun. Tamsa parastat. No darkness, no timir, no tamoguni, tamopradhan thing can even touch you. You are that king, the pure, the highest, who is in control of everything. So Baba has declared me as king in the morning. But you must have that crown also. We had done here once upon a time, one spiritual activity, and everybody had made a crown. So what you can do today, you can create and make a crown with paper and decorate it with sketch pens, and you can wear it. Or this cap which you are wearing, you can imagine that this cap itself is what? Crown. Is a crown. So I am wearing this crown. So when I wear this crown, you know, Baba said in recent Murli, you have to sit on your throne. Then only the senses, your ministers will obey you. Otherwise, these ministers are treacherous. They can become traitor anytime. But when you sit on the, when you are seated on your throne and you order them and they will obey you. So you are the master. I am the master of my life. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master. There's one poem in English, Invictus. That means unconquerable. Where the poet writes, my head is bloody but unbowed. I am the master of my life. I am the captain of my ship. Nothing of this world can move me. I am that. So to bring this awareness of being a king, I am not a beggar. Otherwise we even become spiritual beggars. We sit in front of Baba and keep on asking, give me this, give me that. I have a knee pain, cure that. I have a backache. I have a migraine. Baba, do something for that. Not only that. My child has this and my child has that. My husband has this and my wife has that. We keep on having a huge list. Begging list. Not satisfied ever. Simply asking, asking and asking and asking and asking. And begging and begging and begging. He is giving you everything. Still asking. Beggar is a very comfortable job. You don't have to do anything. You just sit and ask. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to think or plan. No planning, no working, no hard work. Just sit and give me in the name of God. Give me in the name of God. It's a very comfortable job with good income. That's why you see them thronging at the gates of temples, religious places. There was a very rich lady. Very rich. And she wanted her portrait to be painted by somebody. So she hired a painter. The painter was a very poor man. And she told him, "You make my painting." So he got her portrait done. And when she saw that portrait, she was so happy to see how beautifully this man has got it drawn. And she said, "How much you will take for this?" That man was confused. "How much should I ask?" He thought, "I will ask for $10. Then he said, "$10 is so less. I have drawn so nicely. $100. But then he saw, "This lady is so rich. What is $100 for us? I will ask for $500. Then he thought, "But if I ask this much, this lady will think he is too greedy." So he got confused and he said, "Whatever you will give, I will take." She said, okay, "This is my purse. Take this. It is costly." He said, "Purse?" Inside he was so disappointed. "What I will do with purse?" He said, "Okay, don't give purse. Just give me $100. So that lady opened the purse. There were $100,000 in that. Out of that 100,000, she took out 100 and gave. And he sat crying. God gave us the property of this life, this Brahmin life. He said, "I have given you everything. Your song is that I have got everything. I have nothing else to get in this world, in this life." Then still we are asking for, "Give me this, give me that, give me this." Why we are asking? Because it is a habit, an addiction. And begging is an addiction. A spiritual begging is also an addiction. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Jesus says, first seek God and His kingdom, and all the things of this world, all the material things of this world, all the mundane things of this world, all the paraphernalia of this world, all sum total of all the facilities and everything what is needed for your survival shall be given unto you. Don't ask for it. You will be given everything. But first seek kingdom of God. First seek the kingdom of God. So who are we? King. So Baba has given me crown. You can choose any of the four places of Madhuban. I have gone in the hut early morning and there is a crown kept there. Baba said, "It is for you." I was thinking, "For whom it is for?" And Baba said, "Come here, it is for you." And he placed it on my head. It's so light. It's double light. When I wear this, I don't have anywhere. The moment I kept it down, all the stress, tension, past, future, everything starts happening. So, that is first thing. Second, Baba said, "You are sitting at the root of the tree. You are sitting at the root of the tree. And you are, who are you? Ancestor, Purvaj. Who are you? Pujya. You are God's creation. This is as if a tilak He has given us." Okay, in the first, you have to prepare a crown today. Okay, paper crown or plastic crown. Or you can purchase a crown and wear it and feel. Because things have to be practiced at practical level. Then only, otherwise simply imagine, "I am wearing a crown, I am wearing a crown, I am wearing a crown." That remains only in the intellect and imagination. Crown? Crown brand is available? Okay. Online. So second thing is, sit. You are sitting at the tree. So for this, you have to first choose a tree. So which are the trees you will choose? A big tree you should have. You should practice doing meditation, sitting beside the tree like this, under the tree. Sit under the tree and meditate. It's such a good practice. Your communion with nature will increase. You know tree hugging? Tree hugging practice is very good practice. Tree hugging. That gives you positive energy. Tree talking, you know, sit and talk with the tree. tree thanking, you know, sit and how much you give us, oh tree, you are so nice. You give us shade. You give us fruit. You give us leaves. You give us wood. All these are made of what? This is wood. From where it has come? Tree. So thankfulness to tree. Talking with tree. Hugging tree. Meditating below the tree. Meditating, actually going to the tree and meditating below the tree. You know, tree is so important. Buddha was born under a tree in Lumbini. He was not born. He was not born in palace. When his mother was going, he was born under a tree. When Buddha attained Bodhihood, the enlightenment, it was under a tree. When he gave his first speech at Sarnath, it was under a tree. Gaya, under a tree. Lumbini, under a tree. When he died, it was also under the tree. So all four events of Lord Buddha's life happened under a tree. Tree has a very strong positive energy. It gives healing energy, healing power. There's one author. He has given even the medical benefits of it. And there's one book. The name of the book is Blinded by Science. The author is Matthew Silverstone. This author in this book has talked about the benefits of tree hugging. The benefits of being in nature. What happens? Trees are grounded down and they are eternally. The bigger the tree, the bigger are the vibrations. You know, in Japanese, there is one system which is known as forest bathing, jungle snan, forest bathing. How many of you do this? Move through the jungle. They do. Many of you do. So, this is a very good practice. Why this is a good practice? Because when you move through the jungle, you are moving through trees, dried leaves, away from pollution, silence. It's a very good practice. So, our practice is, Baba has given me tilak. And you have to sit near the kalpa tree. So, this is the theory part. But first start doing it with practical things. Search and find out a tree where you can sit. And feel, I am ancestor. I am Purvaj, forefather, progenitor of this world. I am forefather of this world. I am Purvaj soul. Imagine I am a worship worthy soul, Pooja, sitting here and the whole world is above me. This whole tree, every branch, I am nourishing every branch of this tree. I am giving nutrition to every fruit of this tree. I am giving nutrition to every leaf of this tree. Every wood, everything which is belonging to this tree. I am the progenitor. I am the forefather. I am the ancestor. I am Purvaj. So, this is such a good practice. Shinrin Yoku. You know what is Shinrin Yoku? This forest bathing in Japanese is known as Shinrin Yoku. Jungle Snan. In Hindi it is called Jungle Snan. So, whenever you have holiday or free time, you can go. But see that it is safe place. Otherwise, you will not come back. Or you will get lost and somebody has to go to search you. Why you have not come back? So, this is a very good practice to increase the green time. To increase the green time. Our green time is very less. Our digital time is more. Or screen time is more. You know screen time? This is known as screen time. Keep on seeing. The screen time is increasing and green time is decreasing. Or you can plant trees. This is another practice. Plant trees. Tree plantation is a good practice. That is, we are giving something to nature. We are helping nature. And don't throw plastics, chocolate eating and throwing the wrappers. Don't throw wrappers. Don't throw plastics. Don't throw bad things in nature. Nature is so beautiful. I love it. So you must love nature. When you love nature, when you are near to nature, you are near to your inner nature and you are near to God. There's a huge healing energy in nature, in five elements. The silence which is there in forest. You don't require anything. There is a huge prana in nature. You survive by pranic energy, by pranic nutrition. So you don't require physical food more than. You don't require physical food more. Your dependency on physical food decreases. Because you got a substitute. Prana is the purest food in the world. No food can replace prana. So when you learn to, prana is not breath, prana is not air, prana is not wind. There is a pranic force in this environment. And those people who survive by prana, they are known as pranic people. And there is also a yearly festival, pranic festival, Bradarians. So this prana is a different concept. Third thing is Taj, Takht, Tilak. Takht. Takht is what? Crown, head throne. Baba, heart throne. So this is the heart throne of Baba. So how to practice this? Wherever you sit today, if suppose you sit on the chair, imagine that this chair is Dil Takht, heart throne of Baba. And I am sitting on that chair. And this heart throne is, what is the quality of this heart throne? It's very pure. No impure soul can dare to sit on this heart throne. This is Bab Dada's heart throne. So I am sitting on Bab Dada's heart throne. So this throne is very pure. One. Second, this is unlimited. Then this is big. This is unlimited. Then very spacious. Okay, so this is conflict free. There is no conflict in this throne. There is no that I have got less space and you have got more space. I give you more. It's not like that. The purer you become, the space for you increases on its own. No time limitation. You can just sit. Here nobody is there. Oh, get up. Others are there waiting outside. Here you can sit for 8 hours, 10 hours. There is another meditation. That is known as stillness meditation. What is stillness meditation? Just sit without movement. You will understand how restless is mind after doing this. Stillness is meditation. In Japanese they say, you must meditate for 20 minutes a day. But if you are too busy, then you should meditate for 1 hour. Otherwise, simple, just meditate. But if you say, I have no time, I am very busy, then 1 hour. Okay. So stillness means, can you sit like this whole day without doing anything? It's such a great job. Doing nothing, just sitting. There was a spiritual guru, a master. He used to give 2 lectures a day. One in the morning, one in the evening. So people used to clutter and ask his disciples, oh, your guru is so elevated soul. He must be keep on reading all day about the preparation for the lecture, evening lecture, then morning lecture, morning, evening. What he does the whole day? The disciples say, he does nothing, he just sits on the chair, that's it. But he must be doing something, some reading, some notes, some dictionary, increasing vocabulary, increasing his knowledge, his stories, nothing. He said, they said, he doesn't do anything. He just sits. Like this. Achha, how many hours he sits? He sits like this 8 hours sometimes. Doing nothing. Just sitting like this, still. This is a great spiritual meditation. You just sit, you keep the hand like this, now you will not move even a finger. So these are the 3 things today. Okay? Om Shanti.